Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this opportunity we have to gather here together and just call upon your name. And we thank you for allowing us to live in a country where we can come and just seek your face openly and without fear of persecution or punishment. Father, I pray for this nation and the leaders that we as citizens have appointed to lead it. We know that you are a strong and mighty God, and that you have the power to set up leaders to carry out your will, as well as the power to dismiss them. And I just pray that you would use that power to give our government's leaders wisdom as they make decisions that affect so many lives. I pray that you would give them the courage to make choices that honor and glorify you, even if they're decisions that may not be popular with the majority of people. Please help us as citizens of this nation to be committed to praying for our governmental leaders and to be helping them in any way that we can to govern in a way that's not based on popularity or what people think, but in a way that pleases you. Most of all, God, if it be your will, I just pray that the leaders of our government will be reminded daily that any attempt to lead our nation apart from you and your word is just going to be futile and fruitless. God, we praise and we thank you again for allowing us to live in a nation that is founded on Christian principles, and we pray that those principles will be continued to be upheld both now and in the future. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
I will be praying for the defense of all life, born and unborn. God, creator of all human life and all that is good in the world, guide our thoughts and actions as we go about our daily routine. Help us remember that all life is a gift from you, and as such, live out our lives to their fullest potential. Show us how we can use the gifts and talents you have given us to enhance the lives of all around us, ultimately, to bring everyone we encounter into a fuller relationship with you. Help us to remember our responsibility towards those who are less fortunate than us. Help us be a voice for the voiceless, born and unborn. When everyone surrounding us seems to be against truth, grant us the courage to demand it anyway. Teach us how to best minister to mothers struggling with unplanned pregnancies. In your mercy, enable every mother to find the help, love, and acceptance she needs. Empty our hearts of judgment and fill them instead with your love. Ultimately, God, we thank you today. We thank you for the opportunity to voice our opinions and to help others, but especially we thank you for our own lives. May all, born and unborn, be given the same chance at life. Amen.
Let's pray for our country. Dear Lord, I thank you for this great nation that you have given to us, Lord. You tell us in your word, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So make us that nation, Lord. You have blessed us so much, and we thank you, but let us not take those blessings for granted and turn our backs from your face, Lord. We need you. Thank you for our leaders, and I pray that you would give them wisdom and guidance as they go about directing us. Show them your will for this nation and all the decisions that they make. Lord, we need a revival in this country. We need your hand of protection and guidance. Give us as a country the courage to fix the wrongdoings of ours and to follow you wherever you take us. We trust that you have the best plans for our nation, and we want to follow you. May you use those of us who know you and have the blessing of knowing you to spread your good news to those we live amongst who don't. The hearts of the people must change before our country does. Lord, so many people have made incredible sacrifices to allow us to follow you, and we thank you for them and the work that they did to form this nation. This world is full of evil and suffering, and now it appears as only your divine power will keep us as one nation under God. Lord, let these coming years be ones of radical change, and may they be remembered as a time when millions of hearts changed and turned to seek you, Lord. In your name, amen.
I'll be saying a prayer for the people of America. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we have the opportunity as Christians to meet in your name and pray together. Thank you for your perfect love and unending grace. Thank you that you hear our prayers. We know that the prayers of a righteous person has great effect. Lord, I ask that you would be with the families in America. I pray that you would strengthen and guide our dads and moms. Also strengthen the family unit and protect our families from division. I pray that our children would grow up hearing about you and your truth. I pray that just as it says in Ephesians 4:2, that we would be humble and gentle and patient and bear with one another in love. And as it says later in verse 32, that we would be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave us. Lord, please protect the families in America, keep us from being harmed from our enemies, and help us to be a light to those who don't know you. Keep our families turning towards you in the difficult times and in the times of blessing. Proverbs 2:6 through 8 says, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk is blameless. He regards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Help us walk in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen."
Give these young people an opportunity to walk through. I'm just a firm believer that when we bow to God, everyone ought to stand still in reverence to God. Amen? We're going to give people an opportunity to walk through as we look to God. He deserves our respect. All right. Lord God, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. What a time we live in, Lord, when some people are calling wrong right and right wrong. When athletes' lifestyles are continually being used to promote non-scriptural living, to encourage our youth that if more people support it, it must be okay, rather than what does God's word say about it. God isn't concerned about man's poll ratings or popularity ratings. He's concerned about, are we following his word? That's why Solomon said, "O Lord, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." O Lord, we thank you today for your goodness. For many on TV say it's okay. Many on the radio say it's okay. Many in the newspapers say it's okay. And even some ministers say it's okay. But woe unto us if we preach not the gospel. God's word never changes. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." But we pray for our families today, because there is so much coming against the family. The smoking industry is still after the family, especially targeting our youth. Segments of the music industry is still after our families. The alcohol industry is still after our families. Non-responsible fathers and mothers is still after our families. For the devil knows, if I can just mix up and destroy the family, he can get people to fall away. So, Lord, we pray for the family today, each and every day, that the family follow God as Joshua did when he said, "As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." But when many of us grew up, oh Lord, going to church was not a multiple choice question. May our children be taught to remember to honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the land. The family, Lord, has been under attack. If we go back to the Lord, if we go back to you, Lord, you will sustain us. For children are having children, Families are being raised without stepping a foot into the house of the Lord to learn of you, Lord. And we wonder why the family is in the shape it's in. For if Jesus, the Messiah, went to church, for the Lord, you were found often in the synagogues. Why not us? If you go to church, you went to church, why not us? So we repent, Lord, and we pray for our families today to become followers of you, that our families may flourish again in the way you would have them to go. May our trust be in him who said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live. In the name of Jesus, we pray, thank God. Amen.
What a privilege it is to gather together in prayer today here in this setting. Let us pray. Gracious Lord God, thank you for this day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in. For even in the midst of the wind, the snow, and the chill that's in the air, still there is joy for us today. Still there is much for us to celebrate. Thank you for the untouchable joy that you pour out so freely and graciously for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. For we know that in you, in him, he leads us as the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the hope for making all things new. The snow won't last. The wind and the chill won't last. But you do, God. You are, you always have been, and you always will be. So we turn to you on this National Day of Prayer. As Iowans in our capital and in chorus with Americans praying across the country, we turn to you because nothing less will do. You are God, we are not. So fill us, fill our nation, fill our community, fill our churches with your love, your joy, and your peace today. Fill us with your amazing grace and your satisfying truth. Warm our hearts with the inspiration of your presence. Lead us and guide us so that we may follow. And now, God, we pray specifically for your church. Knit us together in unity. Remind us that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Remind us that we agree on way more than we disagree. That in Christ we are one. That you are the vine and we are the branches. And that the entire vineyard is stronger, healthier, more beautiful, and more productive with a variety of branches rather than just one. So remind us, Lord, to be thankful for one another. And for all churches throughout Iowa and throughout this world, old, new, Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox, traditional, liturgical, contemporary, charismatic, evangelical, emergent, big, small, remind us that we're better together, Lord. And today we celebrate your power to bring us together in prayer and unity in Jesus' name, for nothing less will do. Inspire your churches, Lord, to seek you with our whole hearts. Keep our focus on you and the mission that you've given to us to lead with love, always with love. For if we have knowledge and truth, if we have a faith to move mountains, if we have a generosity that exceeds all others, if we have spiritual gifts that demonstrate signs of your miraculous power, but we don't have love, we're just a noisy gong and we gain nothing. So inspire your churches to know that you have called us to love. And that we are loved by you forever, and then inspired by that love to share it with the world around us. Lord, give us courage and strength. Teach us not to be afraid, but to be strong and courageous, but also to walk out in that truth and to speak that truth in love. Only your love has the power to change this world where we need to change. Only your love has the potential to make right all that is wrong. Only your love, poured out for your church in Jesus' death and his resurrection, and through your church, the body of Christ, the hope of the world. Only your love through us can bring revival to a creation that is surrounded by the chill of a crisp May day. So we hold on to the hope that spring is coming, and that soon we will bask in the warm light of your transforming love forever and ever. Inspire your churches then, Lord, to be precisely who you have called us to be, faithful ambassadors of your love, proclaiming the good news of new life and everlasting life, by grace, through faith, in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing else and no one else will do. And so we pray in his name. And all God's people said,
please join me in a prayer for our military and our veterans. Dear Lord, today we honor and pray for those in military service. Today in this land of liberty, we pause to recognize that the freedoms we cherish in America come from you and will continue only as long as men and women wear the uniform of the U.S. military to protect those freedoms. In this world of sin and evil, there are many who work to destroy the God-given right to life and freedom, as we have been recently reminded by the events in Boston. So we thank and praise you, Lord, that there are those who choose to dedicate part or all of their lives to service for their country. We pray that you will bless those today, Lord, that are serving both at home and abroad. Today, thousands of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines are serving far away from home and family in dangerous parts of the world. We pray that you will bless them and their families, Lord, for their unselfish service and the continual struggle to preserve our freedoms, our safety, and our country's heritage. We ask that you will keep each one safe and that you will draw each one near to you. And we pray that you will send your peace so that wars around the globe may cease. We thank you, Lord, and we honor our veterans, worthy men and women who gave their best when they were called upon to serve and protect their country. Bless them abundantly for their hardships they have faced, for the sacrifices they have made, and for their many contributions to America's victories over tyranny and oppression. Teach us, Lord, to use our military might in just and proper ways. Give our Commander-in-Chief and our military leadership wisdom and understanding so that peace and liberty are advanced and evil is diminished. And may your name receive all the praise and glory. In the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, we pray. Amen.
As we continue in prayer, 62 years ago, one woman, Shirley Dobson, saw the need to begin praying for this country on a national basis. She and one woman started praying, and as of today, over 600,000 groups are meeting in prayer for this country. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of prayer and the power of prayer. And as we continue in prayer in this public building, may we focus on the government of this nation as well as our own state of Iowa. God, we bring our President, Barack Obama, to the throne of grace. May we, as the citizens of this country, keep him at the throne of grace as decisions are being made daily, in fact, hourly, for the future of this nation. God, I just ask that you intercede in his life, in his family's life, in a very special way. We know that you're interested in the details of our life, and there is not one person serving in our government, whether it's on the local level or the national level or on our state level, that you have not ordained for that position. Give them wisdom far beyond their understanding, Father. And have them look to your word, look to you for those decisions that are to be made. You are interested in each and every one of us here, and we are a part of this great country. And we think of our own governor of the state of Iowa, Governor Branstad, and his family. We just ask that for the very same power that we have asked for previously for our president, may we, instead of being critical of decisions that we don't agree with, may we continue in prayer so that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be able to intercede. And may we think of, as we close off this session of our legislature, the families at home of men and women that have served since January in this great capital sitting on the hill, the sacrifices those families have had to make while their loved one is here doing their civic duty. Thank you for each and every one of them that have been here all these months as they go home and adapt back to their life. Again, Father, as we gather together as your children in this great capital, may we realize that you have a call upon each and every one of us, that there's not one here by accident, even at this hour, that you do not have a plan and a purpose for. And so as our government continues to govern, may we, as the people, realize that you raise up our leaders and you let them fall as well. And so as we stay on our knees before you, seeking your goodness and your guidance, may Jesus Christ be the one that's lifted high as we each hide behind the cross so that he is the one that is glorified in and through our lives and our lips. May we continue to pray for our president, our governor, our mayor, our leaders in our schools, all forming. And as we sat here this morning, I couldn't help but think we started with the scripture and we ended with the Gettysburg Address out of the mouths of children. May we as adults take some of these truths out of their mouths that they have challenged us with and take them back to our workplace and into our homes. And may you be the one that receives all the credit and all the glory. We thank you again for the privilege of being able to pray in public. God, may that privilege never be taken from each one of us individually. And we as a country, we ask this all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.
I will be praying for the school administrators and school boards across the nation. Father, we again thank you that we can come to you in prayer. Father, we know that through your word that when we pray, you hear our prayers. And Father, we're thankful for that. Father, I pray that you will be with the administrators and across the nation as they have huge responsibilities that you've invested children in their lives of educating them, not just from an academic perspective, but Father, those who have the heart and desire to educate them from a biblical worldview and a biblical perspective. Father, we pray that you'll be with the school boards who are setting policy, making decisions, that they will make decisions that are based on the principles and the truths and the foundations of your word. Father, we know that there are school boards out there and administrators out there who have big decisions to face with a lot of issues coming in from government and finances. And Father, we just pray that you'll give them wisdom. We pray that school boards and administrators will be humble enough to just stop, drop to their knees, and pray that you'll give them wisdom and direction. Father, we know that you give wisdom and direction if we ask for it. And Father, I pray that we will have schools and administrators and school boards who have a fear for you, a fear of doing what your word says and doing things according to your truths of your scripture and according to your will. And Father, as we have school boards and administrators who make decisions based on what's best interest of the children, that you'll have school boards that will have the first and foremost in their minds of doing what your word says and your scripture is saying. Father, we just pray that you'll be with parents as they get to decide school board elections, and that they will be out and cast a vote and vote for those who want to use your truths and your word as the principle and the foundation. And Father, we just pray that you will give direction and wisdom to the administrators and the school boards out there, that they will again continue to seek you. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to come and set aside a little bit of our time and our day to pray. You're definitely worth it, and we need to spend more time in prayer than just 1 hour. But we just thank you for what you do for us, and I pray. Amen.
Every Iowan consumes media in one way or another every day. And so would you join me as we pray for the media here in Iowa, please? Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to pray today here at our state's capital. We know that there's even media that is here capturing this moment, and many thousands who weren't able to join us will be able to experience a little snapshot of what's happening here. Father, we pray for those who are in the media. We pray for the leadership and the decision makers of the media in Iowa. Lord, there's a lot of responsibility, a lot of influence, and we do ask that you would guide them in each and every decision. For those who work in the media, for those who are making decisions hour by hour as what people will consume that goes into their head, into their heart, how they think, how they vote, how they decide, how they influence their family, their friends, their co-workers. Lord, those are decisions that are coming through and influence is happening in the media. Each who are working in the media, in newspaper and radio and television, who influence through the internet, help them to consider their ways. Help them to consider carefully you. Lord, we ask that the decision makers and media would be welcoming, not combative, to the stories of your work in our state. That as stories of changed lives are happening, as you're working in families and individuals' lives, Lord, that they would say, it's amazing, that they would have opportunity to say, look at what's happening here. And as a result, Iowans would see and hear and consider how those stories were possible. And as a result, that they would consider you. Lord, we pray for those who are Christ followers in media, that you would help them to be wise in their decisions, innocent and harmless as well, that their influence as Christ followers would influence others, that they would consider who you are. Lord, we pray for newspaper, radio, and TV, internet-based media organizations, that they would help Iowans to think on that which is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. Would you help them to do that, please? That hearts, minds, and most importantly, our very lives here in Iowa would turn to you. Amen.
Generally speaking, the employees fall in three broad categories: government, education, or the marketplace. And under the marketplace, of course, we have health services, media, retail, and business. So we're going to pray for this third great area right now, the marketplace. And I'm going to quote here from Colossians chapter 3, verse 22. Employees, in all things, obey those who are your bosses on earth, not with external service only, as those who merely please men, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, do you work from the heart and soul, as for the Lord Jesus, rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord Jesus you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Jesus Christ whom you serve. For he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done, and that without partiality. Also, what comes to mind is Joshua 1:8, which says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Lord Jesus, you are the Lord of heaven and earth over all things. Even in the marketplace, whether it's the bear market or the bull market, you are the Lord. And we ask, Father, that more and more in the Christian community of those of us who are involved in business, whether as bosses or as employees, that we seek to fulfill what we just read in Colossians chapter 3, Lord, that we fear the Lord, that we serve you, Lord, that our motivation is not just to earn money, but more importantly, it is to serve you, honor you, magnify you, see you glorified, And as you give us the reward of financial means, we gratefully accept it. But primarily, Lord, we pray not only for the successes of our businesses, Lord Jesus, but for our customers and their families. Lord Jesus, for our employees and their families. Lord Jesus, that we all may come to know you, we may come to serve you, we may come to love you fully, gratefully, and thankfully. Lord, we are in this country incredibly blessed, beyond comprehension, really. But it came from you. Not that we serve wealth, but that we would serve the Lord Jesus Christ and you alone. We honor and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
As we sing this last song, I want to invite you to stand with me as we do this together. As I turn the microphone talk over there. We want to declare this song as a prayer. Standing here in the Capitol building, singing it over the people who work here, and declaring together that He is the God of the city. Amen? And so this is a song that we can again sing as a prayer. Sing together.
You're the God of the city. You're the King of the city. You're the Lord.